Blog Talk Radio.
We are working on a freaking intro. So soon, I need to set it up. If y'all know somebody who got some mixes, I need a mix. It's not copyrighted. So if y'all have somebody out there who want to donate a mix to me to be on here, I'll shout them out every time I go live. But tonight, we're going to have Mr. Affirmations coming on. And he is I've had him on a couple of my lives and a couple of my videos before, and he is a great guest to have. Tonight we're going to talk about visibility. What does visibility mean? What do y'all think that means? What do you think being visible means? Being visible means, are people noticing you? Can people find you? Can people see what you're doing? Do people know what you're even talking about while you're on here? When they go to your page or go to your social media, are they seeing what you are doing? You know, are you being noticed? Are you posting enough? Do you have a website? Are you searchable? That is what being visible means, okay? So I would like you guys to make sure you are visible. And we're going to go over five things to make sure you are visible. Or six. I've got six on my list, okay? So number one, things to make you visible to new customers, to new clients, to new people who want to do is make sure you have a website. You guys, I don't care if it is, you need to have a domain and a website. Now, it doesn't have to be no fancy-dancy website. It could be a one-page website. It could be a Linktree page. It can be a funnel page. It can be something. But you need to have a online marketing spot other than a Facebook page, Instagram page, Twitter page. And we're going to get into that. You need all those too. But you need to have a website with your stuff only on it, with links so people can find it, with keywords, make sure that it has words in there so people can find you, a little bit of content in the website links so that people can understand when they start Googling you, they Google Mr. Affirmation, his picture should pop up, his website should pop up. If they go to his Instagram page, they click that link in the bio. If it's a Linktree link or a Bitly link, whatever that link is in that bio, you need to have that link up there. They can click on that link and post what they are going to post. Mr. Affirmation, since you're on here live, make sure that you have that call-in number, the call-in number to call in on the Blog Talk at 9:30. So he'll be in on 9:30. And that's one of the things that I need you guys to understand. That website is important. Just throw a website up if you have to do your own little web builder. If you can't afford a website, you need somebody to build you a website because you're not technically, hit me up. I got options. Cheap as $100 a website, or, you know, as high as $5,000 a website. Depends on all what you want. You know, they come in different shapes, sizes, and frames. So make sure you have a website. The next thing, if you are a brick and mortar, or if you are a local business or have a local business, even if you don't have a local business, you need to have a local listing or a listing on your website. What is a local listing, right? A local listing is when you are listed on Yelp, Google, Yelp, Google, YP pages. And there are over 145 different sites where you can be listed online. Why do you need this, right? Why do you need to have a local listing for your business, even if you're an online business? Why? Because when people Google you, they don't want to just see your webpage. They only want to see one page. They want to see a bunch of pages. That means you're legit. Make sure you're... That helps you build your business up. That helps you with your SEO on your website. It helps you be seen by more people who would never have noticed you. So make sure you have that local listing. Even if you do not have a physical business address, that local listing is extremely important for you to have so that you can be seen. We are trying to make you visible so you can be seen. If you Google I Am Unique Right right now, I have the whole first page of Google. If you Google I Am Unique Right, that you will see me. That first page is all, everything is me. My Facebook, Instagram, all my local listings, Yelp, Google, everything, you will see me. You will notice that I am there. You know what I mean? The YouTube channel, everything. The next thing with that is you need to have a good social media presence. When I say social media is everything, social media is everything, even if you're not on it. Create you a social media page. Post at least once a week on all the platforms. Get you a Yelp, get you a Twitter, get you an Instagram, get you a Snapchat, get you all of them. Create the profile. Post every blue moon. Post every once in a while on the ones that you're not that popular with because you just don't understand what's going on. Just post something. Just every once in a while. I'm not saying you have to manage five, six good social media pages right now or social media platforms right now, and you have to be on all of them, and you have to be on all of them, but you do not have to be a steady participant on all of them, you know. But Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok right now are the hottest. Now, we got Pinterest, we got LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a hot one, too, depending on your profession. Make sure that LinkedIn profile is up to date. Especially if you're trying to get corporate contracts, then Pinterest is a good one for your creators, for the people who like to create stuff. People go to Pinterest to look at different ideas, and then they click on those links, okay? Bloggers, Pinterest is your best friend. You know what I mean? So Pinterest is really good. I'm sorry, guys, on YouTube, I'm blocking the camera because I'm just talking. So make sure you have that account set up as well. What else do we have out there? Snapchat. Create a Snapchat. Do a snap every blue moon. You know, do a snap that saves or whatever. I haven't been on Snapchat, but I do. And you can find me on Snapchat. It's old stuff, but you can find me there. But even if you're not active on those social media platforms, the cool part is that it boosts your Google rating, because when that name comes up, it comes up every time as you. It comes up every time as you. So then people see you. People are like, oh, okay, she's on this, she's on that. She's on this, she's on that. Shoot, MySpace is still live, y'all. Go create you a MySpace page. If all else fails, you know, make sure any social media is out there. If you have a podcast, make sure you are on all of the podcast channels. You know what I mean? Like YouTube, create your YouTube channel. Even if you're not posting every day, if you post once a month on a YouTube channel, it helps your algorithm on your website, helps you be more visible. You know, it doesn't even have to be anything great. Just post something on your YouTube. You know what I mean? What else do we have out there? Just make sure all those social media platforms you are out there posting on. Make yourself visible to people. Make yourself searchable. Even if you don't have a lot of subscribers on any of them, put yourself out there. Make yourself known so people will know and build, and then you can build it when you're ready to build it. But just create it for your business. You know, do tips, share other people's stuff on those pages if you don't even have time to create your own. So those are the things that you can do so that you can be on social media. Can you hear me? My drink right there. Now, network. I know since we've been in COVID that you haven't been able to network how you want to. Even Meetup is a good social media platform to have, you know. Start networking. Create your own Meetup. Create your own page that gets people to want to come to you. You know, Eventbrite, if you are selling tickets to something, if you're doing events, if you're hosting classes, Eventbrite. Make sure you're out there, okay? So create places where you can network. Go out there and talk to people. Go out in your community and talk to people. Do stuff. Now, we're going to go back to social media, doing lives, doing reels, doing videos, doing any of those things are very helpful in building your business. Make sure you are visible. People want to see who they're dealing with. because there's so many scammers out there. There are so many scammers out there in the universe that when they see you DMing, when you send a DM in their message, they think you're a scammer. How many of those Bitcoin people have you had hit you up today? Or how many people do the I heard that those tune people want to do your cartoon, that fake tune, they'll take your little $25 and run. Because you got to do the math on that. Scamming is, I'm not condoning scamming, but there's reasons why people do it and continue to scam, because people continue to fall for it. Do you know in my spam box, I still get the Nigerian princes who, when I have this $100 million in this account, that all I have to do is send them all my information and then they'll send me the money. But then once you start talking to them, they ask you for $1,000 because it has to be wired. Yeah, it has to be wired to this company and it costs that much to get it over here. Bullshit, man. If somebody ever has money for you, they'll get it. But they are still out here doing them email blasts over and over and over and over again. Okay, guys? So make sure you are on social media. Make sure you find a channel or two, Facebook, Instagram, your LinkedIn, you know, your TikTok, whatever you feel comfortable doing, make sure you are on those channels and you are posting and being a great person at, you know, just being out there, talking to people, you know, telling them your value, engaging with them, because they know that you're real. They know that you are somebody out there. The next part about it is Google. Google is your best friend. It's expensive. It costs you money. Facebook ads are your best friend. Instagram ads are your best friend. TikTok has ads. They're your best friend. Run the ads. Pay, if you only got a $5 a month budget, pay the budget. It helps you become more visible. That helps you get more seen. That helps your algorithm and all of the platforms. Because the thing is people don't create these platforms for them to be social. You know, that's the effed up part about it, is they create these platforms to make money. So they want you to run ads so you can be visible, so you can be social. Your numbers go up when you run an ad. Even if you run a little $5 ad a week, then your numbers go up. So those are things that to let you know, like your numbers go up when you are running those ads like that. Those help your numbers. So that helps you be visible. That helps you get in front of people that you need. If y'all are interested on, you know, ins and outs of running a Facebook or a Instagram page ad, then, you know, DM me and let me know if that's something y'all want to hear me talk about, and we can create that and have something that my YouTube channel. I'm looking for stuff that real people want to know about. Real people don't understand. Everybody like Canva. I'm not a fan of Canva. But, you know, if I have to learn it to figure it out, because I use all professional software, so if I have to learn it, I'll learn it just to teach you guys so that you understand it. But it's very simple to me, so I think it, you know, it's just a bias that I have. Make sure, your other thing is, when you are out there and you're being visible to people, make sure that your content speaks and your brand, okay? Make sure that everything you are saying on your content, your look, your colors, your feel, speaks your brand. Now, everything doesn't have to be perfect, okay? It does not have to be perfect on it. I'm not saying that you have to have these special things. All of those little memes and those graphics, they help, you know? They have a color scheme. If your brand is, my brand is blue, white, and gray. Everything that I have is blue, white, and gray pretty much. That's my color scheme. So make sure that if that is your color scheme, everything that you're out there presenting is in that color scheme. Does that make sense? So if you go to my Instagram page, it has those colors in it. If you go to any of my social media pages that are business related, it has those colors in it. Photos have those colors in it. Those things tell you that those are how I feel. I am very neutral human being. So I like the calm colors, the nice gray tones, the nice blue tones. You know, it reminds me of a nice sunset beach, that water, that the little gray part of the water rolling in on that teal green ocean. So every time that I put my colors on, I feel like I'm in or about to go into a ocean, the whole life of freedom. This is why my dad is because those are the colors of my brand. Now, if you like pink, if you like green, if you like yellow, whatever it is, you those are the things that you like. Red, those are the colors that you like, and you need to have your story behind those colors so that people understand why those colors represent you. So when people see your colors, they know exactly what it is saying to them. And mine is saying to me, I think the blues and the grays are freedom. You know, the sky, the sand, the water, the white, freedom, brightness. Ah, just excited about it. So that is what that goes into. The next thing is while you're going through all of those phases and doing all those things, make sure you're relating to your customers. Make sure you're paying attention to what your customers are doing, what your customers are saying, what your customers like. So look at your analytics. Google has analytics for your website. Facebook has analytics for your business page. Instagram has analytics for your Instagram page. LinkedIn has analytics. They all have how many people looked at your stuff, how many people clicked on your stuff, how many people are viewing your stuff. Those are important. Those are what you look at because you got to see what people look at. Now, I'm going to be honest. I get real disappointed with y'all when I go on my page and I see y'all don't like none of the important stuff. Y'all like the picture of me, the cute little picture of me in the bathing suit or the cute little picture of me in a little red dress or whatever. But when I'm trying to tell y'all something about business, y'all don't like none of that. Y'all ain't liking that. So I need everybody who's on my page and on any of my social media, when I'm sitting here talking business and talking important stuff, just like it for shits and giggles. You know, I know the cute dress is popping, you know. I'm cute, some hair done, got makeup on, perfect, works out. But like the other stuff too. You know, make me feel as if you are paying attention that you don't like. Or I'm just going to start posting a whole bunch of just pictures of me. Well, but then y'all, like, that's not going to help you grow your business. That's not going to help you be successful. How am I a business coach and every picture up there is me prancing the summer around doing something successful? There's people out here posting all of that mess, right? And then they don't got no money. They ain't doing nothing. They're not successful. They're just proving that you're successful. But I'm going to get y'all. I'm going to get my likes up because I'm going to post some stuff very, very soon. You know it's August. So it's the birthday month. So I'm going to post some stuff real soon. And I need all y'all likes on all of those pictures. Okay, guys? I am going to be very visible. Very visible on these pages. So make sure that you are looking at it. Make sure you express. Because the thing is that, did y'all know for you to be, like, only 1% of your followers on social media are actually seeing you if nobody likes your pictures or comments on what you're doing. So if you are following people and you're not liking their stuff, if you're not, then unfollow them. You know what I mean? If you're not going to like, if you're just if you're just stalking and looking for views, then I would prefer you not like the picture. Double tap. Double tap on the picture. Double tap on the video. You know, double tap on that because I need you guys to see me. I need you guys to hear what I'm saying. And you don't even, the cool part about it is as long as you look past it and double tap it, it's being recorded as your view and it's being recorded as you liked it. Now, if y'all really jazzy, comment. So if you have a brand out there, if you have something out there, comment on people's stuff, you know, and then they'll comment on yours, and then that helps you be more visible too. Sometimes DMing is not a great way to go unless they DM you first. But in social media and trying to make yourself visible, you have to interact with other people. Because then if you interact with other people, we know that you're looking and we can tap on your page. We can look at your social. We can be like, oh, okay, why is this person giving me 5 likes? You know what I mean? Have you ever got 5 likes on 5 different pictures on your social media and you don't even know the person, so you go to their page and you're like, oh. So some people give you likes for likes. You know what I mean? So I gave you 5 likes. So now you're going to my page. You're looking at my stuff. I get views. I get likes. I get impressions. All of that helps your page. So, you know, while you're on there, click, double tap a couple of them pictures, like some stuff, leave a heart emoji. Those things help you become more visible with your clients via social media. Go to people's websites. Go to people's blogs. Leave comments. Go to people's YouTubes, leave comments, like their YouTube, subscribe to their YouTube if you want more information about it. Those are the things that you should do to keep you going and becoming who you are and being more visible into your business. So make sure you are being visible in your business. Make sure people are seeing you. So we're going to recap because those were my 6 things to make you visible. And then once you have done all of those 6 things, evaluate which one is getting you the most visibility. So if social media is getting you the most visibility, is your Google Ads is giving you the most visibility, is your local listings, if going out talking to people in the streets, sometimes you have to talk to people. You know, even do a Zoom call. You know, hit people up on their Facebook pages. Don't video call people on Facebook pages unless you ask. Don't do that. But at least go in there and start talking to people. Start a conversation. You know, be positive in your conversation. Start a conversation. Post on something, like something. And that gets you the most visibility. Like people's stuff. Y'all stop being so boring on people's pages and not liking nobody's stuff. Then you won't be visible. You know, like people's stuff. It don't cost you nothing to like. It's not that much effort to double tap those pictures on your like, comment on them indeed. If somebody messaged you, message them back. That helps your algorithm because then that looks like you're having a conversation. Even if it's, no, I don't want to do business with you. Or even if it's those Bitcoin people, just be like, no, nope. Or just listen to their story. You know what I mean? That's helping their page. That's helping your page because now you're creating conversations and you get more information going out through that. So I want to make sure I'm going to do my PSA. If you have not purchased my Be Unique DIY Business Planner or my Buy Pookie book, I need y'all to hit Amazon up, do Unique C Right on Amazon, and all my stuff will populate, or click the link in the bios and my bio, and you can get it. In a few minutes, Mr. Affirmation is going to call in, and we're going to talk to him about being visible and asking for what you want, because what his main thing is learning how to ask and you shall receive. That is what his name is, and that is what he does. So make sure that you are asking for what you want, asking for that visibility that you need so that you can see, create those affirmations this month right now. The August, the Leo and the Virgo moon are coming together. And I know you guys are not like, I'm not an astrologist or anything like that. We're not going to go deep into that levels, but they're saying the energy is high for affirmations. So if there's something that you want, if there's some intent that you want, you need to start asking for it. And so that you can get those items that you want, better health, better life, better money, better finances, whatever it is, ask and believe that you already have it and you can see it. So if you want to be more visible, you need to be out there more. You need to talk to people. You need to do more videos. You need to be on YouTube, create your YouTube channel, create you a podcast. I have a podcast. I have a YouTube channel. And sometimes it's just duplicate content, but there's different people. Some people will be on YouTube. Some people will be on Instagram. Some people will be on Blog Talk. Some people, there's different platforms where different people come. So you just need to make sure. Spotify. Some people listen to me on Spotify. So there's so many different places where you can find yourself and put yourself at, so that you can see who is seeing you and seeing what you're doing. You know what I mean? And it creates a very awesome platform for you to get on it. So we're about to bring Mr. Affirmations on in a second. He's about to call in, and we're going to talk to him about who he is, what his business is, and how he makes himself more visible to his business and to what he does in the classes he teaches. You know, the best way to get visible is to be in the community. Start going out there to community meetings, community events, you know, do some drives, whatever your business is, figure out how you can use that to help the community out right now. Becoming more visible is not actually, when I say that, it's not actually a physical visible word. You have to be out in the public. You can all do this from your home. If y'all are scared of COVID or whatever, y'all can do this from your home. Y'all can be a lot more visible on your home. Now, just go get your camera phone. I'm on a camera. I'm on a tablet. I have a computer right here. Get your devices. Set them up. Get you a tripod. Get you some lights. And just start talking to people. Sometimes when I first started doing this, I didn't have an agenda. I just started talking. Get on here and just start talking. Sometimes people will listen to you to talk. I've seen people do that. So we're going to now bring in Mr. Affirmation and talk to him about who he is. Hello.
Hello. Hello. How we doing?
We are doing awesome. We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Fantastic.
So tell the people who you are.
My name is Mr. Affirmation. I'm customer service trainer, Amazon best-selling author, and I'm excited to be here tonight.
Nice, nice, nice. So tell people about how you make yourself more visible. How did you become a best-selling author in Amazon?
I listened to your live a couple minutes ago. I think the most important thing is just building that rapport with your followers and people that support you. Building rapport is, I think, is key to being visible, because if somebody likes you, they're going to refer other people to you. Referral business, word of mouth, is still the best, and it's free.
Yep. You're breaking up on me, love.
Oh, I'm sorry. But, yeah, if a customer's satisfied customer is going to tell at least 50 people about how you served them good, your product was good, and you may get 10 to 20 referrals because of satisfied customer. A dissatisfied customer can share with thousands or thousands of people, and you may lose a future 500 sales because of bad service.
Yes. So is it catching you? That's what we talked about last week. So if y'all wanted to talk about customer service, we talked about a lot of that last week in the beginning. Watch the first 30 minutes of that live, and you'll be able to see a lot. But that is how to leverage your customers in business. Like, use your customers to make you grow. Because when I am doing graphic design and all my graphic design stuff, my website stuff, I don't advertise that stuff. I was never visible. But the people told the people about me because they liked my work. They liked what I did and everything else. So make sure that you're talking to your customers and you're out there and they're referring you and you're making them happy. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, Mr. Affirmation.
Well, I specialize in mystery shopping. And a lot of people, understand what mystery shopping is. Mystery shopping is basically, I will do a thorough investigation of a company. Okay? Look at their website. Do a fake phone call. I may even buy their product. And I will have an issue with their product, and I will call and complain to see exactly how do you handle complaints, see exactly how do you handle an email, how do you handle an irate customer, because a lot of companies are not trained on how to handle an irate customer.
Right.
And then from that, I will set up a training with your company to train your staff on how to be more customer-friendly to an irate customer and how to how to value customer retention, and how to resolve problems.
And that is super important because businesses need that level of help in customer service training. And that's not something they teach you in school or business 101. They don't teach you how to have customer service. They might teach you some accounting and some other stuff, but they never teach you hospitality. You know, and I think my biggest thing is I believe that every person out here in the world should work in hospitality or in a service industry for at least 1 year in their whole life.
I totally agree with you. I agree with that.
I just think it. Just 1 year. I don't care if it's 1 year in your life, it will change your life for the rest of your life. You'll treat people totally different if you do it longer than a year. You really will change. But a lot of people are out here who've never worked in hospitality. They've always worked in corporate and things that things are supposed to be run a certain way. But it really doesn't work like that. I think everybody should have to work with people 1 year after 21, not when you're in high school because you don't even know no better. You don't even know what you're doing. But after 21 years old, minimum, you should work 1 year in customer service or in hospitality or, you know, customer-based business where you have to deal with people every day. Some of y'all would never make it. Never, never make it. You know?
That's so true.
So that is the crazy part about it. So it's just more or less about making yourself visible, making people see what you're doing, making sure that people understand what you're giving out. Because a lot of people, we talk about the same thing. So that's why I like the people who come on here. I like them to tell them about themselves. You know, talk about yourself. Mm-hmm. Talk about who you are. Talk about, you know, what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Keep it be more personal. Be
exactly.
Authentic in person. Yeah.
Exactly. And be 100% you and share it with people. I have somebody on the live say that more people need to hear this. Yes, please share this so that more people need to hear this because we're in this atmosphere. Everybody wants to be a business owner. Everybody wants to have a business, right? But then y'all know how to talk to people. Y'all know how to deal with your customers. If y'all need to learn how to deal with people before you can be a business owner. And understand that, yes, the hard part about it is you're not going to make everybody happy, okay? Just chop that out the runway. But the majority of your people who come to you and like your stuff should like your stuff genuinely and tell other people about it. And ask them. That's another thing is ask your people to give you Google comments, to give you Yelp comments, to give you more information or tell them how they feel about it because those customer reviews are pertinent. And give people something for giving you a review, especially if you're a startup. Let them review you. You know what I mean? Please review me. Here, I'll give you a free sample if you give me a review. That's
what I totally agree.
Huh?
And then take it a step further. I think that a lot of people they don't actually value customer feedback, whether it be negative or positive. It's to help your business to grow and to become better. So a lot of people get mad at people when they actually have a bad review on them. What I would do, I would call them personally. You understand? I would call them personally and ask them what they disliked about my product, what made them upset, and I would resolve that problem. And also, I would give them something free. So
exactly.
Now what just happened is a mad customer became a happy customer.
And then at the
you
end
got to
of
resolve
the day,
negative feedback.
Exactly. At the end of the day, if you're not even able to make that mad customer happy, now you know what the problem is in your business. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes people are mad for their own injustice reasons. I have Airbnbs. People get mad about, like I had one guy one time complain over the kitchen was too small. I can't change the kitchen. I'm sorry that it didn't have enough counter space for you to do your meal prep. But that, you know, that's really not my fault. That is something that's out of my control. Okay. I mean, if you contacted me and we had talked about it, then I might have been able to bring in an extra table for you so you could have more room. But you didn't ever say anything until you left the review. That is another thing that I despise about reviews, okay? If you are in a business and you're getting bad service or you're dealing with somebody and they ask you how your day is, how's your service, and you say, oh, it's fine, and then you leave a nasty review on Yelp or any of the other social media platforms, that makes me upset because I've always, in my businesses, I worked in customer service. I worked in service industries all my life. I used to be a licensed nail tech. I had to deal with customers all my life. So on a one-to-one basis. So when you left my shop when I was a nail tech, when you left my shop, did everything look okay? Do you like how it looks? If you told me yes, I'm thinking you're telling me your honest opinion. No matter how many people you see lined up outside my door, my thing is say no. No, I don't like the nails. I didn't like your service. I didn't like your attitude. Let's address it now. Because, and that's what your consumers, any consumer out there, anybody who buys anything, if you have a problem with something, address it with the person now. F that non-confrontational thing. You know what I mean? I don't want to be confrontational. You don't have to, you don't even have to receive what they may be giving you because you're done with them, but let them know. Because at the end of the day, that may change a whole lot of things going forward. Mm-hmm. When people complained out loud to me, that actually made me like, oh, okay, understood. I'm sorry, you know, but sometimes your energy was off and then this. So it could have been a bad day for me. It could have been a bad day for you. And then I've actually had people complain to me in my face and then call me back later and be like, you know what, I apologize, I had a bad day, I was tired, so it was personal. So it wasn't nothing that I did wrong per se, it was just that they were having a bad day. And I learned that lesson that some people project their negativity onto you when they're having a bad day or when they're frustrated, I do the opposite. So if you're giving me negative energy, I give you happy energy. Oh, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're being negative today. That's what I say in my head. And I'm like, oh, but your shirt is so beautiful. Or I like your hair. I think that color really looks good on you. You know, is there anything you want to talk about? You know, because sometimes some people don't have nobody to talk to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or nobody to vent to that will listen to them. Sometimes they just want you to listen. Sometimes you need to just shut up and listen to their problems and vent. And you might find the bigger picture is because their dog shitted on their favorite shoes. The car broke down on their way to work today. The husband is, you know, sleeping with the neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever might be going on with that day, and, you know, they got stuck in traffic, they was late, somebody else canceled their appointment, so they mad at the world. There's a lot of things that could be happening.
And that's why a number one skill of customer service is to be able to listen to your customer and understand their emotions and their heart and their feelings and treat them accordingly to that. And if you listen more, you can learn more. You can serve better when it's all said and done.
Exactly. And then people are willing to talk about it. Because just to give a reference to something that happened to me recently. The other day I went down the street to a bar I go to. Won't name them names because I'm just not going to blast them like that. I sat there. And it was me and my daughter's baby. People call it grandbaby, you know, that G word I don't really, you know, comply too tough. So my daughter's baby was with me, and we're sitting. We just finished our bike ride, or we're in the middle of our bike ride. This bike was on the path of our bike ride. So needless to say, we're sitting here, I'm getting her little fish and her little chicken nuggets and fries. I want me a sandwich. So we're sitting here, and we order, when the guy kind of ignores us in the beginning, so I'm thinking maybe he's busy, right? So he comes up, and he's like, oh, can I help you? Are you ordering to go? Are you ordering for here? And I'm like, I'm ordering for here, blah, blah, blah. So we're sitting there, and I order the food. I order whatever drinks. He brings me my drinks, but the food takes 45 minutes. Now, I have a four-year-old with me. I have a four-year-old. And the thing, what four-year-olds don't have is patience. Okay?
Yeah.
And this is how long it took. She went to sleep. The baby went to sleep. And this is like 8, 9 o'clock. She was tired, but she went to sleep at the bar. And I'm just like, sir, how much longer is the fool? You see, she don't want to sleep. Can I now get it to go? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, I don't know. Why is it taking so long? I'm thinking maybe the kitchen is backed up. You know, it's a big place. So where I was at, it wasn't a lot of people. But I was thinking, okay, maybe upstairs or on the other side or outside on the patio where more people were at, that it might be busier. The kitchen staff is backed up. You know, it around, we have low staff. Everybody, there's people don't want to work now, right? So I'm thinking, okay, they're behind. So I'm giving it all the benefits of this doubt. I'm sitting there patiently. So then I sit there, our food comes out. It's piping hot. I was super impressed. I was like, I was thinking I was going to get cold food. The food's piping hot. She wouldn't wake up to eat, but I'm trying to sit here and eat my food because I'm starving, and I know now I got to carry this baby and put her back. You know, we're on the bike ride. So this is the whole situation right now. I got a sleep kid that got here on the bike, right? So.
Yeah.
Next. So I'm a little nerd. Now, this could have went really bad. I could have been a bitchy client and been fussing and yelling and being an ass, right? Because now, I'm inconvenienced big time. I got a kid that has a bike. I got to get her home. I'm not about to carry her a half a mile back up the street to the house. You know what I mean? And I got a bike, a little kid's bike, just one bike. But it's a little kid's bike. So I got to call the Uber. So I got to pay for an Uber to get. So I'm sitting there at the bar debating if I should say something. Just debating it. Like, should I say something about this? You know, maybe. I'm just going back and forth in my head. And my conscience is like, bitch, if you don't say something.
Yeah.
I call a bartender, the other bartender over, because there's a couple bartenders. I call the bartender over. I was like, can I speak to a manager? I'm ready to close out, but can you give my bill and can I speak to a manager, right? So he hands me my bill, and he's like, before you close out, do you want to speak to the manager before you close out? I was like, yes. So I call the manager. He's busy upstairs. He comes downstairs, and then I'm calling this Uber at the same time because I know that I have to take an Uber back to the house. So I called the Uber, and I'm kind of rushed at this point because, you know, he's coming downstairs. And I'm like, sir, my food took 45 minutes. And what I did notice is that the other patrons across the bar got their food within 10 to 15 minutes of them arriving after me. After me. Not before me, but after me. So I was just curious, you know, was the kitchen backed up? He was like, no, the kitchen wasn't backed up. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, did the bartender tell you why your food didn't come out for 45 minutes? And I was like, no. He said that he didn't know why. Well, he never sent the food to the kitchen. He never pushed the button to send it to the kitchen. I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, okay, so that energy that he didn't want to fuck with me was real.
Wow.
Then maybe it was just he was busy. I mean, it wasn't busy, but maybe he was tired or, you know, maybe, you know, whatever it was. But everybody else that was getting served got their food on time and quickly within 10 to 15. By other servers got their food within 10 to 15 minutes of being there. Now, we only ordered fish and fries, and single patty burger, kids burger, which if you cook, that takes good 8 minutes. You drop it in the grease, the fryer, the fries, and the fish and chips in the grease. That's 8 minutes on the timer. And one single patty is 8 minutes, max five. You know what I mean? If you don't want to burn. So I'm like, this shouldn't take 45 minutes. It ain't like I did some filet mignon or some fancy dancy stuff. It's a freaking brewery. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, thank God I said something, because he called my homie and he's like, man, you handled the situation so well, because I would be mad. I'd be hot right now. And I see the baby asleep and y'all was just sitting here patiently waiting on this food. And you shouldn't have had to wait this long. The kitchen is not backed up. They just got your order 10 minutes ago.
I agree. How'd you resolve the situation? What happened in the end?
I mean, he comes to my whole meal. He comes to everything. He comes to my meal and my drink. And I I still tipped because I wasn't expecting him to comp everything. You know what I mean? Maybe the food, or maybe my food, or, you know, because I take her food home. But he comes to everything. And so I had a zero bill. I left a $10 tip and got in my Uber and left. And I haven't
now
been
what
back
if I,
since. But
what if I told
said,
you that he has a habit of doing that?
Right. No, the manager said that he's about to. I was like, I'm not trying to get out. Because I personally was like, you know, I don't know what the situation is. And the manager was like, oh, I'm about to get on him right now about that situation. So to me, if a manager tells you that, that means I've had this problem with this guy before, and that's what he does. And I don't think it was an accident. We not gonna pull the race car, but I'm gonna drink my tea. To that one. Those are certain things. Like, and then I could have been nasty, and I had the full right. Even the manager, when he came downstairs, gave me a right to be nasty.
That's a good one.
Right? But, I mean, because I worked in the industry, I was like, accidents happen, blah, blah. I'm still giving him the benefit of the doubt. Now, maybe I went too far with that, but at the end of the day, it was like, I was more or less, I was happy I got the food finally. It was hot, you know, it was decent, and I did, you know, it was what it was. But I was just very upset about that whole, you know, the waiting situation. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, Mr. Affirmation, please tell, we have about 7 minutes left in this podcast, please tell everybody where they can find your books at so they can buy one, where they can hit, what's your social media, what's your website, how do they can find you, how they can make you more visible and you can make them more visible. Please go ahead.
Okay. So my current book is A to Z for Great Customer Service, and you can find it on Amazon.com. On my social media platform, on Mr. Affirmation on Facebook, and you can find Mr. Affirmation on IG, Instagram also, and on LinkedIn also with Sean Moman, M-O-M-O-N. And that's how you can find me. I'm excited about it. My A to Z for Customer Service is a great book. It gets 26 tips about how to provide extraordinary customer service. It's easy to read. It's so powerful. You can read the book in maybe like 15 minutes, but be able to apply the 26 principles every day into your business and provide great customer service. And you can find me on Linktree, Mr. Affirmation. Also, that's my website.
Nice, nice. That is awesome. Now, Mr. Affirmation, being that you're in customer service, why do you call yourself Mr. Affirmation?
Well, the key thing I do is I always give a positive affirmation for people because I'm a strong believer. Everything I did in life was based on the affirmation. And I think you do it also, Miss Unique, you do it also. When you got speaking to existence, but you speak positive, then positive things happen. You speak negative, then negative things happen. So when I go to a business, I'm coming in situations where it's negative based on bad customer service. But when I train them, I'm training them the possibility of providing extraordinary customer service, providing that Ritz-Carlton experience. It's a Super 8 experience. Compare the difference. There's a big difference.
Way
so
big
I try
difference.
To give them affirmations, acronyms, and affirmations of being positive about their work environment.
That is awesome. And you have a podcast. Did you not tell them about people about your podcast, man?
It's coming up. It's going to be next week. That's the goal. Next week is going to be called Silver Platter Podcast. It should be starting next week. And I'm going to invite you, Miss Unique. I'm going to invite you to the podcast also.
Awesome. I'm super excited about that. I would love to be a guest on your podcast anytime. I'm here to support and make sure that you get some. Make sure you start telling enough people about that podcast, man.
I definitely will.
Tell them. They come listen to you.
And I want to share a couple of stats with you. A recent survey said that 90% of entrepreneurs have no customer service training on their particular product they're selling. So if you're an entrepreneur out there, make sure you get customer service training because your number one goal in your business is to provide great service. It's not about your product. It's about your service.
Exactly. That is so true. Communicate and have great service. And realistically, it's all about communication. Good or bad, just communicate with your people. I have people call me up, dealing with somebody, and they stop calling me, they stop doing this. If you are dying and you're sick and one of your clients call you and somebody who you already took some of their money from, then you need to tell them, hey, I'm dead. I'm dying. I can't talk to you right now. I'll call you back when I get better. You know what I mean? Or tell them you're on vacation or tell them you don't like them. The best part about being an entrepreneur, before we log off, the best part about being an entrepreneur is you can fire your clients. You don't have to deal with clients that you do not like or can't deal with or giving you too much work. Because not all money is good money. So if you have a difficult client that's going to give you a bad review or going to treat you bad or doing too much for the nothing, be like, you know what, I choose not to work with you anymore. And you have a great day. I hope you find, just give them everything that you did. Just give it to them. I don't want any more of your money. I don't want any more of your time. I just appreciate it. I've done that.
I've done it also.
I'm like, here, you know what? It is okay. You're not getting past go. So you have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that helps. They still come back. The messed up part about that is when you fire people, they still try to come back to you. Like, no, man, no. Reason why I'm sorry for being so difficult. No, you're not. It's okay. You understand how good I was when you try this mess with somebody else.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because the reason why you getting this bad output from me is because it's like a computer. When you're giving somebody a service and somebody was lying to you the whole time, they had your business. They just lying about it. And then you giving them, that's not going to work. Right? But they not telling you the truth. They not telling you they selling rotten meat. That's why they get these bad reviews. No, your customer service don't work. I'm still having no customers. Yes, because you gave people, 1,000 people, full poison. It's not about customer service anymore. Now we need the health department.
It's true.
But, all right, Mr. Affirmation, we're going to have a nice night, and I'll talk to you later. And thank you for being a part of my podcast tonight. I'll talk to you later,
all right,
okay?
Thank you.
Everybody,
all right,
like,
bye-bye.
Follow, and share. Everybody, that was a great podcast tonight. It went awesome. Please like, follow, and share. I am Unique Wright. If you like what I said tonight and you want to share with somebody else, please share it. If you like Mr. Affirmations, hit him up, Mr. Affirmations, at Instagram, Mr. Affirmation underscore, Mr. underscore Affirmations on Facebook, or it might be the other way around. Just go Mr. Affirmations, Google it. Link to Mr. Affirmations, just find it and follow. Hit like, share, reshare, make sure to share this today and all times. So I love you guys, and you have a great day. And please share the information that I'm putting out there. That's all I ask. Just share it. Y'all have a great day. Bye-bye.